449 introduced to Senator Roop, an act relating to developmental disabilities facilities. Senate Bill 450 introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to school directors in urban districts. Senate Bill 451 introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the utilization of resources and services. Senate Bill 452 introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to school enrollment. Senate Bill 453 introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to damages and discrimination cases. Senate Bill 454 introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to state funding for elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 455 introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to duties prescribed to the Coordinating Board for Higher Education. Senate Bill 456 introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to student transfers. Senate Bill 457 introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to persons required to report child abuse and neglect. Senate Bill 458 introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the Green Jobs, Green Missouri Act. Senate Bill 459 introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to public works projects. Senate Bill 460 introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to kindergarten attendance. Senate Bill 461 introduced by Senator Kevany, an act relating to the St. Louis Police Force. Senate Bill 462 introduced by Senator Kevany, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less. Senate Bill 463 introduced by Senator Kevany, an act relating to seat belts. Senate Bill 464, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the authority for creating and operating health insurance exchanges in Missouri. Senate Bill 465, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to theater, cultural arts, and entertainment districts. Senate Bill 466, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the Gaming Commission Fund. Senate Bill 467, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to documentation of grants of federal funds. Senate Bill 468, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to public construction. Senate Bill 469, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the review of state administrative rules. Senate Bill 470, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to motor carrier transportation regulated by the State Highways and Transportation Commission. Senate Bill 471, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the Children in Crisis Tax Credit. Senate Bill 472, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 473, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to federal enforcement of immigration laws. Senate Bill 474, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to food stamps. Senate Bill 475, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to the joint election of governor and lieutenant governor. Senate Bill 476, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less. Senate Bill 477, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to telephone calls. Senate Bill 478, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to employee benefits of certain elected state officials. Senate Bill 479, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to employee benefits of certain elected state officials. Senate Bill 480, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to regulation of motor carriers. Senate Bill 481, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to tax credits for certain contributions. Senate Bill 482, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to funding for research projects by the University of Missouri Board of Curators. Senate Bill 483, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the Early High School Graduation Scholarship Program. Senate Bill 484, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to telephone calls. Senate Bill 485, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to statutory liens against personalty. Senate Bill 486, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 487, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to minority and women's business enterprises. Senate Bill 488, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to environmentally sustainable construction for state-funded buildings. Senate Bill 489, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to weapons. Senate Bill 490, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to civil actions. Senate Bill 491, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to agriculture. Senate Bill 492, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to retirement of certain elected state officials. Senate Bill 493, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to property tax relief for the alleviation of blight in certain counties. Senate Bill 494, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to reporting of medical harm events. Senate Bill 495, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the Compassionate Assistance for Rape Emergencies Act. Senate Bill 496, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to increasing preventive health services through the Prevention First Act. Senate Bill 497, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to increasing the penalties for certain crimes. Senate Bill 498, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to retail business operated by charitable organizations. Senate Bill 499, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to an additional admission fee for excursion gambling boat licenses to fund Veterans Commission capital improvements. Senate Bill 500, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to certain health care professionals. Senate Bill 501, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the Council of Digital Inclusion. Senate Bill 502, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to jury duty. Senate Bill 503, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to charter schools. Senate Bill 504, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to motor vehicle inspections. Senate Bill 505, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the promotion of the efficient use of health care revenues by requiring state carriers to expend a certain percentage of their total annual revenues on health services. Senate Bill 506, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the creation of the crime of assaulting an employee of a mass transit system while in the scope of his or her duties. Senate Bill 507, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to health insurance coverage for mammography screenings. Senate Bill 508, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to reimbursing Bi-State Development Agency for the reasonable cost attributable to investigating and prosecuting fare evasion offenses. Senate Bill 509, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to property tax relief for the alleviation of blight in St. Louis. Senate Bill 510, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to assessment of real property for tax purposes. Senate Bill 511, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to the state Medicaid plan. Senate Bill 512, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to restrictive physician employment covenants. Senate Bill 513, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the Missouri Downtown and Rural Economic Stimulus Act. Senate Bill 514, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 515, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to health insurance. Senate Bill 516, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to gubernatorial appointments. Senate Bill 517, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the imposition of an additional fine for failing to drive in the right-hand lane except under certain conditions. Senate Bill 518, introduced by Senator Engler, an act relating to a mental health assessment pilot program. Senate Bill 519, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to health insurance. Senate Bill 520, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to political committee filing requirements. Senate Bill 521, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to child support. Senate Bill 522, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to eligibility for food stamps. Senate Bill 523, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the sale of cigarettes. Senate Bill 524, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the Missouri Housing Development Commission. Senate Bill 525, introduced by Senator Engler, an act relating to nonpartisan judicial elections. Senate Bill 526, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to Prompt Credentialing Act. Senate Bill 527, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to financial aid for higher education. Senate Bill 528, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to special license plates. Senate Bill 529, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to physician privileges. Senate Bill 530, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to non-resident entertainment income taxes. Senate Bill 531, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 532, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to a tax credit for donations to food pantries. Senate Bill 533, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to certificate of need. Senate Bill 534, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to diagnostic imaging services. Senate Bill 535, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the City of St. Louis. Senate Bill 536, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to long-term care facilities. Senate Bill 537, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to harassment. Senate Bill 538, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the Women, Infants, and Children Special Supplement Food Program. Senate Bill 539, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to workplace violence. Senate Bill 540, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to employment practices. Senate Bill 541, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to workforce development. Senate Bill 542, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to voting methods. Senate Bill 543, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 544, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the licensing of clinical laboratory science personnel. Senate Bill 545, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to public officials. Senate Bill 546, introduced by Senator Pergeson, an act relating to campaign contribution limits. Senate Bill 547, introduced by Senator Pergeson, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 548, introduced by Senator Pergeson, an act relating to the imposition of a sunset upon certain tax credit programs. Senate Bill 549, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to school property. Senate Bill 550, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to health care. Senate Bill 551, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to tax exemptions for captive wildlife. Senate Bill 552, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to actions against veterinarians. Senate Bill 553, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 554, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to foreclosure notice to tenants. Senate Bill 555, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to executory contracts for the conveyance of certain real property. Senate Bill 556, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to sentences under dual jurisdiction. Senate Bill 557, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the vehicle examination process used for the issuance of prior salvage motor vehicle titles. Senate Bill 558, introduced by Senator Curls, was withdrawn. Senate Bill 559, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to petitions to expunge certain criminal records. Senate Bill 560, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to the authority for creating and operating health insurance exchanges in Missouri. Senate Bill 561, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 562, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the transfer of property by the governing boards of certain state universities. Senate Bill 563, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the governing board of Missouri State University. Senate Bill 564, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the waiver of the motorcycle road skills test for members of the armed forces who have successfully completed certain military motorcycle rider training courses. Senate Bill 565, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the Board of Directors of the Missouri Health Insurance Pool. Senate Bill 566, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the vaccination of dogs and cats against rabies. Senate Bill 567, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to text messaging while operating a vehicle. Senate Bill 568, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to emergency vehicles. Senate Bill 569, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to dates for conducting elections. Senate Bill 570, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the issuance of state license plates. Senate Bill 571, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to campaign finance disclosure for tax recipients. Senate Bill 572, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to workers' compensation. Senate Bill 573, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to a surcharge on civil court cases. Senate Bill 574, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to county ordinance violations in certain counties. Senate Bill 575, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to nuisance abatement ordinances. Senate Bill 576, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to charter schools. Senate Bill 577, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to requiring health benefit plans to establish equal out-of-pocket requirements for oral anti-cancer medications and intravenously administered chemotherapy medications. Senate Bill 578, introduced by Senator Parson, an act to authorize the conveyance of property owned by the state in Pettis County to the city of Sedalia. Senate Bill 579, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to certain notices required by the Missouri Appraisal Management Company Registration and Regulation Act. Senate Bill 580, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the licensing period for certain licenses issued by the Missouri Gaming Commission. Senate Bill 581, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to school districts. Senate Bill 582, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to a tax credit for contributions to pregnancy resource centers. Senate Bill 583, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the Economic Education Partnership Program. Senate Bill 584, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to tax incentives for data storage centers. Senate Bill 585, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to tax incentives to attract sporting events to Missouri. Senate Bill 586, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to nonprofit fee offices. Senate Bill 587, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to domestic violence education in elementary and secondary schools. Senate Bill 588, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to tax incentives to attract sporting events to Missouri. Senate Bill 589, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to automated traffic enforcement systems. Senate Bill 590, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to unlawfully present aliens. Senate Bill 591, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to motor vehicle valuations. Senate Bill 592, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices. Senate Bill 593, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to services provided by athletic trainers. Senate Bill 594, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the no-call list. Senate Bill 595, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to due process hearing panel members. Senate Bill 596, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the suspension of prevailing wage in natural disaster areas. Senate Joint Resolution 23, introduced by Senator Crowell, a joint resolution relating to term limits for statewide elected officials. Senate Joint Resolution 24, introduced by Senator Crowell, a joint resolution relating to elective state officers. Senate Joint Resolution 25, introduced by Senator Crowell, a joint resolution relating to members of the House of Representatives. Senate Joint Resolution 26, introduced by Senator Lager, a joint resolution relating to term limits for statewide elected officials. Senate Joint Resolution 27, introduced by Senator Munslinger, a joint resolution relating to the Conservation Commission. Senate Joint Resolution 28, introduced by Senator Munslinger, a joint resolution relating to the state lottery. Senate Joint Resolution 29, introduced by Senator Lamping, a joint resolution relating to the adjournment of the legislative session. Senate Joint Resolution 30, introduced by Senator Lamping, a joint resolution relating to elective state officers. Senate Joint Resolution 31, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, a joint resolution relating to the city and county of St. Louis. Senate Joint Resolution 32, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, a joint resolution relating to the Board of Freeloaders. Senate Joint Resolution 33, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, a joint resolution relating to the Department of Transportation. Senate Joint Resolution 34, introduced by Senator Pergeson, a joint resolution relating to the revenue-neutral replacement of state taxes on income with an amended sales and use tax. Senate Joint Resolution 35, introduced by Senator Ridgway, a joint resolution relating to taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 36, introduced by Senator Ridgway, a joint resolution relating to property taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 37, introduced by Senator Crowell, a joint resolution relating to meetings of apportionment commissioners. Senate Joint Resolution 38, introduced by Senator Krause, a joint resolution relating to a limitation upon state revenue growth. Senate Joint Resolution 39, introduced by Senator Cunningham, a joint resolution relating to prohibiting laws interfering with freedom of choice and health care. Senate Joint Resolution 40, introduced by Senator Krause, a joint resolution relating to individual rights and legal proceedings. Senate Joint Resolution 41, introduced by Senator Lemke, a joint resolution relating to the election of judges. Senate Joint Resolution 42, introduced by Senator Lemke, a joint resolution relating to the Senate approval for gubernatorial appointments of judges.
Please continue, Madam Secretary. Thank you for finishing, Madam Secretary. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, the order of business of introduction of Senate bills.
Introduction of Senate bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send those two bills forward. And, Madam Secretary, would you please read those bills?
Senate Bill 597, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to the Missouri-St. Louis Metropolitan Airport Authority.
Would you care to explain that bill?
Mr. President, this was a bill that was filed many years ago regarding regional airport governance for Lambert Airport. I believe it is an asset. I believe that our discussion during special session, I think everyone recognizes, is not important not only to St. Louis, but the entire state of Missouri. So advancing that legislation once again this year.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 598, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Would you care to explain that bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This will protect school funding and library district funding. Thank you.
Thank you. We have several bills that have been left at the dais. Madam Secretary, would you please read those bills?
Senate Bill 599, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to gifted education. Senate Bill 600, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the service of warrants in this state by agents of the federal government. Senate Bill 601, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to employment of school personnel. Senate Bill 602, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to regulation of contract carriers that transport railroad employees. Senate Bill 603, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to advance voting. Senate Bill 604, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to appropriations of awards for attorney fees and expenses against a state agency. Senate Bill 605, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to campaign finance disclosure reports. Senate Joint Resolution 43, introduced by Senator Green, a joint resolution relating to term limits. Couldn't find it. Senate Joint Resolution 44, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to the legislative sessions of the General Assembly.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of messages from the House.
Madam Secretary, do we have messages from the House? We do. Would you please read those messages?
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 1. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk. Okay. House Resolution Number 1, be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 96th General Assembly, Second Regular Session, inform the Senate that the House is duly convened and is now in session, ready for consideration of business. Also, the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Number 2. House Resolution Number 2, be it resolved that a message be sent to the Governor of the State of Missouri to inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 96th General Assembly, Second Regular Session of the State of Missouri, are now regularly organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Also, the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 1. House Concurrent Resolution Number 1, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 96th General Assembly, Second Regular Session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the Hall of the House of Representatives at 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 17, 2012, to receive a message from His Excellency, the Honorable Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor of the State of Missouri, and be it further resolved that a committee of 10 from the House be appointed by the Speaker to act with a committee of 10 from the Senate, appointed by the President pro tem, to wait upon the Governor of the State of Missouri and inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and Senate of the 96th General Assembly, Second Regular Session, are now organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Also, the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 2. House Concurrent Resolution 2. Be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 96th General Assembly, Second Regular Session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the Hall of the House of Representatives at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, January 18, 2012, to receive a message from the Honorable Richard B. Rick Tettelman, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri, and be it further resolved that a committee of 10 from the House be appointed by the Speaker to act with a committee of 10 from the Senate, appointed by the President pro tem, to wait upon the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri and inform His Honor that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 96th General Assembly, Second Regular Session, are now organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Honor may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from the 23rd. The junior senator from St. Charles County. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules.